Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network Radio Program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Here on board, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. And we've got a fantastic show coming up for you, but first we want to thank some of the sponsors that help make this show possible.
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, the Charlie Wilson Agency, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed at the top of the hill at Spanish Fort, the Medicare lady, Miss Keisha Chambers, which is on board here with us tonight, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And, of course, we want to thank all of our sponsors, and you are great listeners because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And, of course, SPN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion on Facebook or follow me on X. It's at Cal underscore SPN. And, of course, you can always give us a shout here on air, 343-0106, or check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information on the topics of the day. As Tom said, coming up later on SBN, we will speak with one of our newest sponsors, the Medicare lady, Ms. Keisha Chambers. She's going to talk all things healthcare and how she can assist our veterans and their families in making the right choices for their healthcare plans. We'll also be joined by Mr. Phil Quigley with Sage Health. He'll give us an update on the services that Sage Health provides for our veterans and an upcoming opportunity to donate for veterans that you can help with. But first, it's always a privilege to be joined on SBN by one of our legal eagles from the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ms. Brooke Thomas. Brooke, welcome back to SBN, and thank you for joining us and for your service to our veterans.
Thank you all for having me.
Brooke, it's an extreme pleasure again to have you on. You've become a regular participant on the show here. You're an awesome attorney and doing a great job for our veterans as well as some of our senior citizens cases that you work on. But I'd like to really get back to the basics about in filing claims and all of it. Maybe you can give us a little insight on how some of that stuff needs to be done and walk us through some of the problems, potential problems we may have.
Yeah, we thought that might be helpful. The VA has pretty strict rules for how you have to file a claim, and some folks don't want to jump right in. They don't feel like they have everything together to file their claim. So, number one, we say you can do an intent to file, and that's just the VA telling you that, or you telling the VA, rather, hey, within 1 year, I'm going to file a claim. You don't even have to tell them what it's for. You don't have to tell them what it's going to be about, but you just say, hey, I'm getting something together. Within a year, I'm going to be filing this, and VA marks that down. And as long as you file your claim within that year on the correct form, then you get the benefit of the day you told them you were going to file, that intent to file. So that means back pay.
Usually. Oh, yeah, that's where I was going with. So then that logs in our back pay date.
Yes. Okay. So usually when VA pays out benefits, the controlling date is the date they receive their application. So say you filed an intent to file tomorrow, and then at the end of the year, you got it together, you file it in November. Well, if they service connect something or increase the rating, they're most likely going to do it back to January. So you get all those months of back pay. So it's lost money by not doing an intent to file. We like to do those. And it's very easy. You can actually even do an intent to file by calling the VA up. You can do it through your va.gov account. Veterans who come to us, we do an intent to file on almost every case when we take it, just in case. So we lock that date in for them.
Well, you know, and it would behoove a lot of our veterans, especially thick-headed dudes like myself, that are not familiar with all these government regulations and forms and everything. And same thing with our insurance with Keisha. It would behoove us to go ahead and get with Cardberg and Kimberly and let you guys file that, because you're not – if we do get any money – from it, when we do file, we get a 10% or 20% or 30% disability, you're not going to get any of that money that we get monthly.
No, we will not.
Right.
Only, that's a big thing now with the
it is, yeah.
The claim, what we call the claim sharks, who charge you that fee, say, well, you need to charge us. You'll have to pay us so many months worth of the benefits if you win.
That's BS, though.
No, we don't do that. We only get paid if you win. And we get paid 20% of the past due benefits. Anything in your monthly check, that's yours.
Right. In other words, if you go in there and you file this letter in January, and then you get an approval in December, then they're going to pay you the back pay from December to January. So whatever that may be, $6,000, $8,000, $10,000, $20,000 even, then Cardberg and Kimberly only gets 20% of that.
Well, that's an important distinction. So when I said earlier it's got to be on the correct form, if you've never filed a claim before, never, ever filed a claim before, or just never filed a claim for a specific disability, that goes on a form called a 526EZ. You know the VA, like the military. They love their forms,
oh,
right?
Yeah, they
Everything's
got
them. On a form.
Yeah.
The VA does not allow anyone who is accredited by them, and all of our attorneys are, to charge a veteran to file that claim. So if somebody's telling you that they want to charge you to prepare a brand new claim that's never been filed before, the VA does not allow that. Now, we get to charge a fee if you have filed before and the VA's denied it, and we're going to gather up new evidence for you and find things that are relevant and submit legal argument.
Well, we can get paid for those. Well, you're going to perform a lawyer service.
Yes.
Other than filing for the claim and filling out the pertinent papers there.
Right.
So that's when you would charge.
Yes.
The same thing applies to our Captain Lejeune thing. If they just file for it, the most they could charge is 25%. They're going to get 25%. But if they have to go to court, or they have to start researching and get all these information all back, they can get up to 30, 35%.
Yeah, so, they have all of their own fee structures over there doing
that personal
injury kind
of stuff. We're going to do something different tonight here. The ball game's got us messed up.
Sure.
So we're going to take this break, and we're going to bring Ms. Brooks back here, and we've got two other segments that Keisha and Mr. Fields going to be on, so we're going to give her a chance to get some of her time in here, and we will return on the Scuttlebutt Network shortly.
Jump and die, men who mean just what they say.
Boss, updated winds are 2-0-0 at 12. We own the airfield and airspace. You are clear for takeoff. Have a good one. Clear for takeoff. Check your parking brake off. Check your trim set. Check your nose steering arm maneuver. Down and there I go. A low transition. Right turn out. 86. I'm an out there on 16. Let's run them up.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. Transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And hey, if you like to listen on demand, our regularly aired shows are up on the FM Talk 106.5 app with a podcast there. And Tom's tirade is up on castbox.fm. Always a lot of fun to revisit some of those. And again, we are speaking with one of our C lawyers, Ms. Brooke Thomas, from the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly.
Yeah, it's, Brooke, we were talking about some of these forms that need to be filed there. if they're going to do it on their own, guys, get your pencil out there if you're interested in this, and you're not going to go see an attorney. She's going to give you that form number.
If you've never filed before, it's a 526-EZ. But if you have filed before and it's been denied and you want to refile for it and it's been over a year, you have to file it on a VA form 20-0995, which is
that's
a supplemental
claim.
That's
the reason I say that you need to go see the lawyers, guys.
And that's how VA said they were simplifying it back in 2019 when they did this, but it's proved to be complicated.
That's like the racetracks and making rules for race cars. Like, oh, we're going to save you money. Get your pocketbook out.
Yeah, they've made it very difficult. And you file it on the wrong form, they will kick it back out, and they'll send you a letter that says, hey, you've got to send it back in.
Well, what are some of the possible changes that we're going to see?
So we're seeing a lot of this. VA's been talking about it for a long time, that they are going to take away tinnitus as a singular, independent rating. Right now, if you have ringing in your ears, it's caused by noise exposure in service. You can get a 10% rating for that.
Right.
And then if tinnitus causes you other problems, sometimes you can get things secondary to it. VA says they're not going to do that anymore. It's got to be connected to something, hearing loss or perhaps like an ear injury, the thing caused the tinnitus. Then you can get it connected, but you're not going to potentially be able to get that just as a freestanding 10%. Now, they're not saying they're going to go back and take anyone's away, but for claims going forward, when it becomes final, maybe an issue. They're saying they're going to do it. They have not been saying it for a while. Seems pretty certain, but they haven't established when that's going to happen.
Okay.
So we're keeping an eye out for it. But you're seeing a lot of stuff online about it and about sleep apnea.
Yes.
Because right now, if you have sleep apnea, it's service-connected, it's 50% use a CPAP. But they're coming back and they're saying, we're no longer going to do 50% automatically. We're going to look at the symptoms you have. So what used to be 50% may become a 10% rating. Again, that's going to be for new claims filed and then going forward.
Right.
They're not saying that they're going to reach back in time.
They're not coming back and messing with the guys that already have that allocation.
They're not saying that. And they haven't announced any sort of timeline for doing this yet. So we're keeping a close eye on it. We know there's a lot of chatter about it. And VA's been talking seriously about it. And one other thing, and this kind of goes back to the claims you're filing. I'm getting a lot of questions about aid and attendance. That's always a pretty big question. But I think a lot of people conflate or kind of think the same thing of aid and attendance and caregiver benefits.
Right.
And those are actually different benefits. The aid and attendance benefits are payable to the veteran in the form of increasing their monthly check, whereas the caregiver benefits are paid out by the Veterans Health Administration side of things, not the benefit side, and they're paid to the actual caregiver. So in either situation, that's going to be a veteran who, because of their service-connected impairments, they need help doing their activities of daily living, right?
Okay.
Feeding, bathing, dressing. They actually need help from another person day-to-day. It doesn't have to be an agency. It doesn't have to be an in-home nurse. It can be a family member, spouse, child, whomever. But there are benefits available for that.
Good. Okay. Well, how can they get in touch with you?
Get in touch with me. We're online, at GardbergLaw.com. You can reach us by phone, 251-343-1111.
Right.
And give us a call. There is no fee for you to call us and talk with us and see if we can help your case. We never paid a fee unless we take your case, we sign a contract, and then we win.
Right. But then you also don't have to pay y'all to file these cases with the VA.
No, if it is a brand new case on a 526-EZ you've never filed before, we do not charge for that. VA does not allow folks to charge for that. So the people who are out there saying, oh, come to us, we'll file your claim for you, you just pay us so many months' worth of benefits, VA does not support that. They do not condone that. A lot of folks are actually getting letters now from the VA saying, hey, that's a scam.
Right. Okay.
Don't fall for that. Yeah.
Blessed to have you on tonight and appreciate it. We'll get to get back and cover some of these other areas.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Be happy to come back anytime.
All right. Yeah. You're always welcome. And you know, we really appreciate Gordberg and Kimberly working with us on the show to get the news and information out to our veterans and people that listen to our show. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Now we're going to try to move over to Ms. Keisha and see what this little lady's got. She's one of our new sponsors here, and she is the Medicare lady. And Ms. Keisha, who is Keisha Chambers?
Yeah. Well, I am a Medicare advisor specializing in Medicare, Medicaid, and veteran benefits. And so what I do is I help individuals with who already have Medicare or who are aging into Medicare to find Medicare Advantage plans or different benefits that they might need. And most of the time, the plans have a zero monthly premium, and they get loads of extra benefits along with it.
Hmm. Well, you know, I mean, seeing some of these plans where they get some groceries or something out of it, and they get some benefits from the groceries. I mean, from the drugstore. What the heck is all that?
There are some plans that offer a healthy living expense. They get a little card that has a food allowance. Most of those plans are limited to people with lower income. There are some plans for individuals who have, like, maybe a heart condition or have diabetes. They may qualify for one of the plans as well. But the newest benefit that is on some of these plans is called a Part B Give Back. And what this does is it actually gives you an allowance, the plan gives you an allowance that's paid directly into your Social Security account, and it's designed to reimburse you or to pay your Part B premium.
Really?
And so most of them, like the highest amount that you could get this year is about $174.70 a month.
Okay.
Which, for most people, the Medicare Part B premium is $185.
Right. So that's only $10 difference.
That's right.
That's
so
awesome.
That's pretty awesome. And that is not income related. So even if you have a fairly decent income, you don't have to be on Medicaid or anything to qualify for a plan like that. You just have to have Medicare Part A and Part B and live in the service area of the plan.
Well, you know, we see so many of our veterans that have TRICARE or LIFE or CHAMP VA or even some of these other things going on that they don't need these policies or they don't need to look into them. Why? Is that true or is it untrue?
That's what they're often told. But the truth is that they do qualify for these policies, and they can get that give back. They get dental, vision, hearing, gym memberships, a lot of other benefits that come along with it, all at a zero premium monthly.
Okay.
And, I mean, it's almost like the plan pays them to enroll in it because they're getting that give back and the extra benefits without having to pay anything extra more than their Medicare Part B.
Well, I see, and a lot of people don't have access to vision and hearing aids and things of that nature, eyeglass benefits and things. Is that included in some of these policies?
It is included. There's no additional charge for the dental, vision, hearing benefits or the gym membership. And usually they'll get an allowance to help pay for dental. One of the unique things about the Advantage plans with the dental is that it pays 100% up to your allowance. And on typical, you know, regular dental plans, it's on like a 180, 50 plan where you might have to pay a percentage of like crowns or root canals or things like that. So this pays 100% up to the allowed amount for the plan.
Okay. All right. So they don't wait. You don't have to pay a prorated portion of it. If the bill is $200 and then you've got $200 on that, you don't have to pay $10 or $20.
Right. If it is a covered service.
If it's covered service. Okay.
Yeah. Most of those plans don't pay for cosmetic dentistry, but, you know, your basic cleanings, fillings, you know, restorative work, all that can be covered.
If you are a veteran, you may qualify for Have a special enrollment period on this? What is
yes,
that deal?
Yes, veterans have a special enrollment code that we can use, and they can enroll any time of the year.
Anytime. I thought you had an enrollment period, you know, for a couple of months at the end of the year.
For most people on Medicare, that is true. But because veterans have VA, CHAMP VA, TRICARE for Life, if they have any of those, they have what's called credible coverage, other credible coverage. So they are actually eligible to enroll any time of the year.
Awesome. Hey, this lady's just full of information, guys. And we're coming up on a hard break. But when we come back, we'll get word from our fine sponsors that we're working with on this show. And we'll bring Ms. Keisha back, and we'll bring Mr. Phil Quigley.
Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Along with Tom Claxton, I'm Cal Walters. And we're glad that you joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today.
And we certainly want to thank the fine folks that helped make this show possible. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer, Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg at Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed on top of the hill in Spanish Fort, the Charlie Wilson Agency, and the Medicare lady, Ms. Keisha Chambers, which is here with us tonight. Just full of this information that just all of us vets need to know about, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. And we're going to bring Ms. Keisha Chambers back, and it's a pleasure to have had you on this segment of the show. And we now have one of your companies that you work with, a representative there, Mr. Phil Quigley. Phil, you on board with us?
I'm right here, Tom. It sure is good to talk to you. Yes. And, yeah, you got Keisha right there. I would be there, but kind of down on my back.
Well, you know how you Army guys are. That's
I was waiting for that, Tom. We're not Marines.
I tell you what, I messed up the Army guys the other day at the South Alabama Veterans Council, and everybody was pinning all of the roses on Lou Lartigue. And, you know, he was getting awards for this and awards for that.
Right.
So I waited till the last one, and I went up and told him that I had really enjoyed working with this lieutenant colonel in the Army for all these years, and he did such a precious job. But I had talked with Master Gunny out there and the lady, and we had decided that I would give him a honorary Marine. You know, we would make Lou an honorary Marine in the Marine Corps League, and then we thought that he might qualify for either a staff sergeant or a gunny sergeant in the Marine Corps.
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
Everybody was rolling on the floor, baby, when we got through with all that, because everybody in there, you know, was in first sergeants and lieutenants and admiral. We had a couple of admirals in there.
You know? That's awesome. Lou did a good job, and Lieutenant Colonel Barrow now, he's taken over, and I know he's going to do a great job.
He's going to do a great job for us, and we're already looking forward to some new things in new areas.
Tom, I want to thank you, too, because you're on our committee, and we'll get into that on the – I'm sure Keisha might have talked about that on the – donation for veterans that we're putting together, and you're a committee member with us, and we sure appreciate your help.
Well, we're just glad to work with anything that's veterans related, as long as I can work it into my tight schedule here. But it's a very exciting thing that you're doing. I'm appreciative to all of you guys and gals for and your companies for doing this and stepping up, because there is a need. But let's get out here. Ms. Gishel, you have brought this gentleman on here with you tonight with Sage Help. How do you, as a Medicare lady, how are you working with Sage Health?
Well, Phil and I are pretty much, we work hand in hand with each other, and we both, visit with Medicare beneficiaries. And from my end, I advise them on insurance. Phil is on the healthcare side of it. And so what we do is we help individuals not only find good healthcare plans, but also find good health care in general. And so I'm going to let Phil kind of lead into that.
And one thing I do want to say before I lead into it, let me tell you, she knows as much about our business too, Keisha does. And I tell you what, she really is amazing. And I'm not just saying that, Tom, just because she's, there with you, but
she's sharp.
I just appreciate, she's sharp, and I love working with her. It just, we know how to read each other and play off of each other. And the main thing is that, I call them patients, clients for Keisha, but they can tell that we care. We're in this business because we care. And so Sage Health, we have three locations in Mobile. We have one in Gulfport, Montgomery, one in Montgomery, three in Arkansas, and also in Baltimore. We're going to expand. But what the best way to start off with is we're not fee-for-service. Most of your primary care, they're great doctors out there. They're fee-for-service. And Tom, you've probably been into a primary care.
I have, yes.
And you've seen how many people are in the waiting area, waiting to get back into the exam room.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And so that's how they're paid, fee-for-service. Primary cares are paid per patient and service. And that's very understandable. And so they're waiting. They could wait, 30 minutes to an hour and even more sometimes.
Or longer.
Or longer. And so then they get into the exam room. And I didn't realize this, the national average is 7 to 12 minutes that you're there with the doctor. And
or
they're
or
bouncing
less.
Around
yeah.
to other. Yeah. And then they get backed up. So what we are, we're what's called value care, value-based. And so when you come in to a Sage Health location, you're going to see this beautiful area in the waiting area and great staff members. And you're not going to see, it's like they think, are you out of business? No, because when you come in, you only wait 2 to 5 minutes before the medical assistant comes out to get you.
Right.
Your first appointment, you get up to 90 minutes. So we do testing. We do several different types of testing, cardio, echo. And, you go to the triage, and then you come to the exam room, and you're with the doctor. And what's amazing is a lot of times that you don't get time to ask the doctors questions. But when you're in there with our doctors, you get to talk with them. You get to ask questions. They ask you questions. We find out about your past history of health, and we network with all of their other specialists. And so you get the time spent that you didn't get with a fee for service. And so we're a seniors Medicare Advantage. We take 55 and older. And then it just doesn't stop at that either. We have social workers, case management. And the reason we have these positions is because, let's say you have to go in the hospital, and as our patient, because that's how we're paid through the Humanas, Aetnas, Devoteds, through the different Advantage plans, is we're paid through them because of the type of healthcare service that we give. So these social workers, if you're in the hospital, they go out there making sure that you're getting the right, that you're being taken care of at the hospital, because we network with all the hospitals, and then they report back to the doctor to make sure that our patients are being taken care of.
Well, there's several things that I'd like to bring forth. Number one, I think you missed the name. It should be Sage Preventive Health Facility.
Thank you. Thanks, Tom. We are preventative. We're not. We're preventative. We're proactive. We're not reactive.
Right.
You just hit it, and that's what we are. And I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah. Well, we only have about 2 minutes left here on this segment at all. But I understand that y'all do home visits, And you have numerous locations?
Yes, we do home visits for patients. And we also, too, and Keisha can tell you about this, we get the, you know, a lot of patients, you know, especially when you're seniors, you know, you may be disabled, handicapped, and you can't get in because if your kids, you know, they're working, they can't get the parents into the primary care to our practice.
Don't tell me you give them rides.
We give a ride. We give rides.
Unbelievable. Yeah,
and what's funny is the lady asked me one time, "You gonna get me home?" I said, "We're gonna get you home too."
Well, it's just awesome, and we'll certainly endeavor to have you guys back on, Phil, to talk about the services that you have there at Sage Preventative Health, and all the things that are available. I just think it's neat as heck, and it's I'm glad that Ms. Keisha brought y'all to our attention, and I'm sure that you are getting good insurance information and all, because this lady is really she's just tagged herself with the name Medicaid Lady. I know that she's a good friend with one of our other fine fellows out there, and Charlie works with us as well. But they love each other. They've worked together before. So it's just, we're extremely proud to be able to have people like yourself to come on board and then get the information out to our vets. That's what we're here for. And we want to get the information to these guys sitting around the house worried about stuff and then having to pay out of their pocket when they could be taken care of somewhere else. So if you can hang on with us. You might enjoy my tirade. And when we come back, we'll probably have 2 or 3 minutes. Maybe we can mention the donation project that you've got going on. More information on the other side. You can check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com.
Mr. Tom Claxton.
They say that those who forget history are doomed to repeat it. Of course, for those who have never taught history or whose history lessons were built on the bastardization of something akin to the 1619 Project, reinforced by communist, progressive, anti-American zealots posing as teachers and professors, well, unfortunately for them, current events are the only history that they know. They have no perspective through which to examine what occurs around them and no ability to place things into context. Compound this with the likelihood that many of those products of the government-run education system are quite literally fed through their, quote, news from left-leaning social media outlets such as Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube. And what you have is a recipe for...
I put a spell on you.
Into the cult of communist progressivism. For example, climate change, which the weekend at Biden administration mouthpieces have claimed is the single greatest threat to humankind. Of course, this is after we are told that the
number one super guy
still rampaging, and that the variant from South Africa may thwart the finaglings of Fauci, and that you could be blown up at any moment by the white supremacist domestic terrorists who just made bank against the big boy hedge funds through GameStop. But if you're lucky enough to survive all that, then you can look forward to a slow boil courtesy of Cal Farts and John Kerry's private jet. Now for the snowflake blibitard. That sounds pretty damn serious. However, for those of us a bit long in the tooth, the threat is not quite as dramatic, considering that we survived the coming ice age predicted by Time magazine and the, quote, scientists in the 1970s and the dire prediction of Al Gore, who declared
the planet has a fever
and that the earth would be
the ring of fire, the ring of fire
by the year 2000. Of course, the majority of the snowflakes out there were not born when these supposed consensus predictions of Armageddon were made, and left-leaning media continues to suppress dissident opinions. So there is little left to do but believe that if you wait long enough, you will have oceanfront property in the hills of Tennessee. you don't spontaneously combust for not using a paper straw. This limited perspective is, of course, not limited to changes in the weather, as evidenced in the reporting of the events at the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th. The government-run media has incessantly framed it as an insurrection rather than a carefully planned incursion by yet-to-be-named actors that we're now learning it was. And as I mentioned in my tirade burning down the House, the journos were all too quick to label the events as the worst attack on a United States federal building since the War of 1812. While the events were shocking, they were hardly the most egregious in over a century, as an even cursory glance at the less than conservative-leaning website Wikipedia would show you. Indeed, on March 1, 1954, four Puerto Rican Americans fired guns in the House of Representatives, injuring five congressmen. The injured congressmen survived, and the four shooters received prison sentences. The man from... President Jimmy Carter committed one of the sentences and granted clemency to the other three. He probably built them houses later, also. Then came the age of Aquarius and the summer of love without the spaghetti potlucks, from which sprang forth a new generation of anti-American government, communist-loving insurgents. On March 1, 1971, a bomb exploded in the Capitol building. While the explosion did not injure anyone, it caused some $300,000 in damage. The Weather Underground claimed to be behind the bombing and said it was in protest of the U.S.-supported bombing of Laos. Their May 1972 bombing of the Pentagon was, quote, in retaliation for the U.S. bombing raid in Hanoi, and its January 1975 bombing of the State Department was in response to the escalation in Vietnam. The group was a radical leftist militant terrorist Marxist organization whose express political goal was to create a revolutionary party to overthrow America. One of its founders was a woman named Bernadine Dorn, who earned her way on the FBI's 10 Most Wanted list for several years. There, she remained as a fugitive until coming out of hiding in 1980, when she pled guilty to misdemeanor charges of aggravated battery and bail jumping. Un-effing-believable. She went on to become a law professor at Northwestern University, and along with her husband, the terrorist Bill Ayers, helping to launch the political career of fellow traveler Barack Hussein Obama. As late as 2010, she insisted that, quote, listen to this, quote, the real terrorist is the American government, state terrorism unleashed against the world. But it was people on the right that were racist, armed, hostile, and unspeakable. Sounds like a charming woman. 13 years later, on November the 7th, 1983, a bomb tore through the second floor of the Senate wing of the Capitol. The bombing by a splinter group from the Weather Underground called M-19 detonated in the Capitol's north wing, blasting a 15-foot gash in a wall and causing $1 million in damage. One of the group's leaders, Susan Rosenberg, was charged with a role in the bombing. In addition to those at the U.S. National War College and the New York Patrol Men's Benevolent Association, but the charges were later dropped as part of a plea arranged to help other members of her group. Arrested for explosive possession in November 1984, after 2 years on the lam, she was convicted by a jury in March 1985 and given a 58-year sentence, which was conveniently commuted by the cigar aficionado, Bill Clinton, on his last day in office.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I wonder if she wore a blue dress to her sentencing. Anyway... get this, Rosenberg now serves on the board of directors for a group that does fundraising for the Marxist anti-American group Black Lives Matter. Surely she is one you want to take home to mama as well. So there you have it, snowflakes, a little perspective on historic attacks on and in the U.S. Capitol building. The actual list of attacks by the above-mentioned groups, their subsidiaries, and their sycophants spans more pages than the recent executive order dictates from the sleeper-in-chief. But I will leave that to you to look up. And while you may have enjoyed this explosive journey down memory lane, my actual purpose here was to highlight the desperate treatment that the media has given recent pardons to U.S. service members by President Donald Trump versus those given to the terrorists mentioned above. The Puerto Rican shooters were hailed as freedom fighters, while Ayers, Dorn, and Rosenberg served little time and have been elevated to nothing less than Marxist cult heroes, allowed to preach their anti-American bile on college campuses to your kids. However, the pardons are commutations by President Trump of heroes such as First Lieutenant Clint Lawrence, Major Matthew Goldstein, First Lieutenant Michael Behana have been used as a ruse by this current administration to spark an IG investigation into DOD of the Special Forces for, quote, war crimes violations. Based on the facts and the history that you now know, the IG would be better served looking not into improprieties in the Special Forces community, but into the political motivations of the Obama-era JAG Corps, their handlers in the State Department, and their political persecution of our heroic service members. But that would offend the political Soviet-style
apparatchik.
Otherwise, the military purges of party leader Obama will be nothing compared to what we will witness as Constitution-loving American patriots are displaced from service by the communist handlers of Joe Biden. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton. It's down, powder dry.
I don't want to talk to you no more, you empty-headed animal food trough whopper. I fart in your general direction. Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberry.
Where's your drill sergeant, men?
Pull up, sir!
Pull up, sir!
So am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, a couple of Marines with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it and the fighting spirit to keep it. And again, you know, Tom, we've got Phil on, and I know you got some great information you want to pass on about some of their upcoming events.
Sure do. Phil, you back? You're
still with us, buddy? I'm still with you.
All right, give us a little insight about the donation drive for veterans that that you're working with.
Okay. Well, Keisha and I got together, and there's, you know, Keisha is the commander of the auxiliary. She's commander for DAV auxiliary over in Loxley. As well, and you know, me being a veteran, there's something, you know, we wanted to do some more for veterans. So we got with Arabella, which is skilled nursing rehab. We got with Inhabit, which is home health care and devoted. And we got with you, Tom, when we because we knew what you've been doing for years, and we just wanted to do something. We know that we have so many organizations out there like the one that Colonel Kirkpatrick does, help me there, Keisha.
Vets Resources.
Yeah, thank you. And so we were thinking about the veterans that aren't homeless, that are overlooked, that really need help. So we came up with a donation drive that we're going to get kicked off. And probably sometime next month, we're going to finalize that, and then we're going to meet with the big committee. And what we're going to do is set up boxes at each location of the Sage Health, the Arabellas, and some of the other areas. And what we want to do is get donations for socks and hygiene. And then we're going to, I guess, what, Keisha, sometime in May, hopefully at the VA, we want to do have that kind of as our site where we're going to do the distribution at the end of May. Keisha, and that about what we were thinking?
That's what we were thinking, and what we're hoping to do is just reach veterans and, you know, just let them know that we're devoted to their health and their well-being and that we do care. And we want to show them by giving, you know, them some socks or toiletry items or even a lunch provided. So, yes, that's what we're hoping to do.
Well, there's just so many things that are out there that if we could all get together, which we will, as a group and committee, and we'll make all of this stuff happen. It's a pleasure to have you on, Phil, and we will have you back, and we will continue to promote this drive and all this.
Right. Hey, Tom, really quick, okay.
I don't want to run over my taps.
Okay. What kind of position are you going to give me if I became a Marine?
That's okay, baby. We got a place for you. I'll talk to you about it.
Okay. I appreciate it so much, and thank you for your help.
All right, brother. Thank you. And Keisha, we appreciate you being here tonight, and you're doing an awesome job.
Thank you. Glad to
have you on board. And to all of our veterans out there, thank you for your service. Hoorah.